from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Thursday, December 8th. Coming up, Champaign County has a new public defender. We'll discuss the end of cash bail, jail capacity issues, and more with Elizabeth Pollack. That conversation is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois ranks 26th in an annual study of U.S. states' health successes and challenges. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The America's Health Rankings Report for 2022 was done by insurance company United Healthcare and the American Public Health Association. On the plus side, it found that Illinois had low rates of household food insecurity and drinking water violations. It found the rates of mental distress to be relatively low as well, with a 55% increase in mental health providers over the past 5 years. Also, Illinois adults had high rates of flu shots and dentist visits. But the study also gave Illinois low marks for air quality and adult physical activity. In addition, drug-related deaths in the state saw a considerable spike between 2019 and 2020. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is defending how long it's taking to expand Illinois' cannabis industry. Pritzker stopped by Ivy Hall in Chicago's Wicker Park neighborhood yesterday. It's one of three social equity dispensaries to open in Illinois so far. Pritzker says the state intended to award the licenses years ago, but there were problems.
COVID hit in March, and then we started to see challenges in the courts. And that really has taken us for most of the last 2+ years.
The state gave 192 conditional licenses to social equity applicants in a process that started in 2019. Pritzker acknowledges there's still more work to do. He gave a nod to craft growers, who have long complained they need legislation to expand the amount of space they're allowed to use to grow product. The Urbana School Board has decided against merging its two Spanish dual language programs into one school. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, the decision comes after half a year of organizing by English-speaking parents from Leal Elementary.
While dual language parents and teachers have spoken at some Urbana School Board meetings on the topic, the constant since May has been parents of students in Leal's monolingual English classes. C.K. Consalis is a former Leal parent and a former Urbana School Board member. She organized a petition of over 650 people opposed to merging the two programs.
I think that they should slow down and use a process that's inclusive, that listens to people, and that is more fact and evidence-based. They purposely excluded monolingual parents and students who would be affected by their recommendations. That's not an inclusive process.
Merging the two programs would have moved about 170 monolingual students out of Leal into neighboring schools. In exchange, about 160 dual language students from Dr. Preston Williams Elementary would have moved to Leal. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The Fighting Illini women's basketball team bounced back from a loss at Indiana on Sunday to beat Rutgers at home last night, 80-62. Illinois head coach Shauna Green says it's important to win at home.
Yeah, this was a really big game. You know, I never want to say must wins, but in my mind, I'm like, we got to win this game because it's, you know, it's a home court. I've been preaching to our team, like, we do not lose at home.
Adalia McKenzie led the Illini with 22 points and 13 rebounds. Makaira Cook added 20, and Genesis Bryant scored 14 off the bench. Illinois improves to 8-2 overall and 1-1 in the Big Ten. Next is a non-conference game at Butler in Indianapolis on Sunday. Still to come, a conversation with Champaign County's new public defender, Elizabeth Pollack. We'll talk about the end of cash bail and more. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
Buffy Sainte-Marie is a Cree musician, artist, and activist who has campaigned for Indigenous and women's rights for more than 6 decades. She's inspired generations of musicians, artists, and activists. The American Masters documentary Carry It On chronicles Sainte-Marie's rise in New York's Greenwich Village folk music scene to her groundbreaking career. Learn how you can stream this and other American Masters episodes at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The new Champaign County Public Defender takes over an office with many challenges. But Elizabeth Pollack thinks she's up to the task. The Urbana native spent the last decade in the U.S. Public Defender's office before taking the oath for her new office on Monday. Pollack says she plans to modernize the office with new software and by making all files available electronically. But the biggest challenge is staffing.
my hope is that I can make those positions more widely known so that we can procure some additional applicants to fill those open positions. You know, we have two felony courtrooms, which should conceivably have four attorneys each. And one of them has one lawyer and the other has two. So we have three people covering what should be eight caseloads. So the problem is going to be what I think is kind of persistent throughout the state of Illinois and other areas of the country, which is that there's just not a lot of people who want to apply for those open positions. So we're going to advertise as far and wide as we possibly can. I will hopefully be able to post nationally as opposed to just locally to see if we can acquire some qualified applicants who can laterally transfer into the office and be prepared to handle those caseloads. I'm also going to be in contact with various law schools across the state, both Illinois, and then I'll do Indiana, Iowa, Wisconsin, anywhere that's kind of close geographically to see if we can procure some new energetic faces to come in and, you know, start training with us. So it's just going to take some effort to try to make these vacancies well known so that we can get some good applicants in the door.
I also wanted to ask you, one of the other challenges right now is that because of a lack of space in the Champaign County Satellite Jail after the closure of the downtown jail earlier this year, Champaign County currently has inmates housed in Macon County, in Kankakee County. How many inmates right now does your office work with who are housed in those remote locations, and what kind of challenges does that pose for you?
So my understanding after meeting with the sheriff is that we have a small number of inmates housed at Macon County, under 15. We have about half of the rest of our inmates housed at Kankakee, which I believe the latest census number was around 180 individuals. That presents a series of challenges because our attorneys are so strapped for time. Even with clients who are being housed at the satellite jail, it's hard to find the time even to drive over to Learman and visit with them. Having those clients in Kankakee, which is about an hour and a half north of us, means that there is no physical way that our attorneys can visit face-to-face with their clients unless they work on Saturdays and Sundays. And that has presented some very serious challenges, not only with the inability to get there in person, but also with the inability to speak with those inmates, because the phone system that is set up through Kankakee, in order to request a call with your client, you cannot just call the jail and say, hey, can I please talk to, you know, defendant X? You have to email their scheduler and you have to schedule an attorney call, which oftentimes can't be accomplished within 48 hours. So it has severely increased our lack of ability to speak with the clients, to meet with the clients. It means that when there's an offer on the table, we can't communicate it to them. Most things are being done on a 48 to 72 hour delay in terms of getting our clients information, and they simply don't have the time to do it. So it is a very serious situation that impugns our ability to meet with and contact our clients. I don't know that there is a solution on the horizon. I'm aware that there have been some capital improvements scheduled for the satellite jail. There is going to be a small expansion of that facility. But even with the expansion, it's not going to be enough to house everybody who is currently in custody. So the likelihood that the situation is going to continue is, I would say, pretty likely.
Now, I wanted to ask you, what effect some of the changes to pretrial detention in the state might have on that situation and, you know, and the number of defendants your office, you know, has as a whole. There were just changes to that law made last week in Springfield. So I'm sure that there's still a lot of discussion going on at the county level as how to implement that and what kind of effects it might have. But what's your understanding at this point as to how that legislation could affect the population in Champaign County?
You know, obviously, we're going to have to see how it plays out. But from what I see, I don't anticipate a large change in the jail population based on those statutes. The statute does provide for detention for most classes of serious felonies. So for the people that have the very high cash bonds, who cannot make those cash bonds, they're still going to be held in custody based on my reading of the statute. So it really mostly affects Class B, Class C misdemeanors and low-level felonies. But frankly, most of those people are already able to meet the bond requirements. So I'll have to wait and see how it plays out, but I'm not certain that it's going to result in a large amount of changes as to who is detained and who is released.
That's Elizabeth Pollock, the new public defender for Champaign County. She says her predecessor as public defender, Janie Miller-Jones, will remain in the office as a senior attorney. The county's circuit judges removed Jones from her administrative role last month. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see cloudy skies today with a chance of light rain or drizzle and a high of 48 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.